Good evening. I wanted to discuss the halachas of Erev Pesach. Now, Erev Pesach has a halacha that people are somewhat aware of, but maybe not so familiar with, and that is that there's an Isra Malacha to do Malacha on Erev Pesach. I'd like to explain what that means and where it's from and the parameters thereof. The halacha is that the day that a person brings a karban, that day is considered that individual's personal Yom Tov. On a personal Yom Tov, a person would not be permitted to do malacha, the same level of malacha that's prohibited on Chol HaMoed. Now, we'll talk about some of them, what those malachas are, but since Erev Pesach is the day of the Korban Pesach, so certainly from Chatzos, which is the time that the Korban Pesach will be brought, there is an Isra Malacha to be involved with malacha. This is a malacha. In Isra Malacha right now, it's certainly Midivrei Sofrim, Bizman HaBayis, I'm not sure, but suddenly nowadays it's Bidivrei Sofrim, it's an Issa D'Rabbanan to do Malacha after Chatzos. What are the parameters of doing Malacha after Chatzos? But before we talk about what are the parameters, just a very simple question. If the whole reason why there's an issue to do Malacha, I'll give you just so we could talk about, Malacha would be an example of doing laundry or tailoring clothing. Those are the kinds of malachas that, just like you can't do them on Pesach, on Chol HaMoed, so too they're problematic to do on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, similar to haircuts, which we'll talk about also in a minute. Those kinds of malachas are prohibited on Chol HaMoed and equally on Erev Pesach. If the Isser is because of the Korban Pesach, so then the question is, we don't bring a Korban Pesach. If we don't bring a carbon Pesach, so you tell me it's an Isra Malacha because the day that I'm bringing a carbon, well, I didn't bring a carbon this year. I mean, hopefully there's still time. We still could. Be'ez Hashem, bring the carbon Pesach. We daven Marif strong enough, maybe we'll be Zocha to bring the carbon Pesach on Friday. But if Chas V'Shalom, we don't have the carbon Pesach, so why should there be an Isra Malacha for us? The answer is, one of the Achronim point out, that since the din, this Isra Malacha was established by a Beis Din, Berov Minyan, is established as the consensus of the Pesach of the Beis Din that established this. Whenever it was in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, you need a Minyan Achil HaTira, which we don't have, and therefore the din of the Isra Malach on Erev Pesach continues, even though we don't have the reason for it, which is the Hakravas Karban that would make it our Yom Tov. So let's talk about some of the parameters. The Shulchan Aruch says that even though there's an Isra Malacha, aval misaken kelev for Yom Tov. What does it mean to be misaken kelev for Yom Tov? Doesn't mean you could do the laundry. It might mean that you might be able to, if you have a loose button or a hem that's loose, so you could fix that on Erev Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch also says kosev derech limuda. Right in Chol HaMoed, you can't write regularly. But if you're learning and you need to write down, you want to prepare for the Haggadah, which is a wonderful thing. If all the foods are cooked and the Seder items are prepared, you have time to sit down and prepare the Haggadah, so you're allowed to write a Derech Limuda, the Shulchan Aruch writes. But Stam shouldn't be, if it's not necessary that it has to be done on Erev Pesach, should be avoided on Erev Pesach. Now, one thing that's very important is, does anyone know what date Erev Pesach is this year? I'll give you a hint. It starts with the word April. April 15th, isn't it? 16th or 15th? April 15th, I believe. So if there's an Isra Malacha, that's going to be a serious problem for a certain population, right? Now keep in mind, the Shulchan Aruch says that if a person does Malacha on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, Ein roi simin bracha from it, so for accountants, it's going to be a little bit of an issue. What? Oh, it's not April 15th? Okay, great. Baruch Hashem. So they could spend the first and second day of Yom Tov doing their taxes. That's really helpful. Thank you. Thank you, Uncle Sam. Right. So I think an accountant would be permitted to, because of the deadlines, I think it would be considered Davar HaAved. Even though it's not his returns, it's your returns, and you're not going to hire him next year if he doesn't get your taxes in, or at least the estimates for the tax estimates for whatever you need to shell out to Uncle Sam on April 15th. So therefore, I think it would be a davar ha'avid, an accountant would be able to work, even though he should, of course, try to do it before Erev Pesach at noon, but at Chatzos, but we know that that's nearly impossible. So I think there'd be a heter for Davar HaAved, but that is something that an accountant should keep in mind. In terms of haircuts, it is usher to get haircuts after Chatzos. Certainly from a Jew. From a guy, the Mishnah Brura is mitzadeh that there's room lahakav. A person didn't get a haircut Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So from a guy, the Mishnah Brura is willing to be mekel b'diavad, but from a Jew, that would be problematic. Given the fact that Sfira is starting, you should plan accordingly to get your haircut before Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Yeah. Yeah. That doesn't change anything. Shaving. Yeah, you should shave before Chatzos. You should shave before Chatzos. If you didn't shave until after Chatzos, I have to check up. It's not an obvious heter. You should shave before Chatzos. Nail cutting. The Mishnah Brura says that nail cutting, if you forgot before Chatzos, nail cutting is always one darga lower in the Gemara and in the Shulchan Aruch than hair cutting. L'chatchil, you should cut your nails before Chatzos, but if you forgot to cut your nails before Chatzos, then it is permitted to cut your nails after Chatzos in the afternoon, but you should make a reminder, take out your iPhone and say, "Hello Siri, please set a reminder for April 15th to cut my nails by 12:50 something or other." You could do that right after Marv, you could turn on your series. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Matzah Kadosh Baruch, Zakos, 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 Zakos